All right, folks. Hopefully you had the opportunity to listen to part one of the focus group discussion regarding the Jussie Smollett saga. This is part two. It gets live. Thank you for tuning in. Be certain to support this podcast and share it with your friends. CNN today, Michael Smirkanish said that Jussie Smollett's real victims were blacks and gays. What? How do you feel about that? His real victims were blacks and gays. If this is proven to be, if it's verified that the incident is false, that he staged this, that the real victims are blacks and gays.
Well, yeah, you set us back because I won't say you set us back, but what you've done is that every time we claim that something is wrong, as black people, because that's what we are first, I feel like when people see it, and then, you know, anything else after follows. So if you're gay or whatever, that follows after. First, you belong to the black community. And so I feel like if we say, you know, white people doing fucked up shit, can I say that? Oh, sorry. Yeah. White people doing messed up things. So what I would say, the general populace thinks that, you know, when black people talk, even though we're not a monolith, they think we're a monolith. So, like, they think everything that we do, we all do the same. And so when you do that, you pretty much put something on us that says, oh, they're crying wolf. And so you're crying wolf in a very big way, if it turns out to be false, allegedly, I don't know, whatever. But it just, there's too many coincidences. So, yeah, I think he's done damage somewhat to the community because we need to be able to say the story and have people believe it.
Well, in order for him to do damage, that also means that people gave a shit in the first place, which I don't think people did. And so I honestly, I don't think that we slip back because I know a lot of people, like, I don't think like America as the majority, because this happens to people, members of the LGBTQ community all the time. It's just, it never gets blowed up as in this proportion, in this magnitude, nor is justice ever being served most of the cases, especially when it comes to our trans brothers and sisters. So,
right,
you know, so I just think that for people to say that, oh, you know, the real victims are black and gays, well, that also is saying that America, or the majority of America, which is mostly why it actually gave a shit in the first place.
So this is Gino, and I first was like, no, did not agree with your opinion. But then I had to think back about when this situation first actually was exposed. This didn't have as much media attention, but then 2 days ago, when we think that his allegations are actually false, it was constant news attention. And so looking back to it, it was like, wait, why? When a month ago, when we thought he was attacked, it was only really being circulated amongst the black community. But then now, since it's actually, oh, a black man may have falsified some documents, so now this is going to be a constant news story. I definitely understand, like, where is actually the case. But really going back to what Ashanti actually said. So being a black gay officer in the Army, a couple years ago.
Right.
The Air Force Academy had some cadets lie and say that there was targeted as some hate crimes at the Air Force Academy. And then out of investigations, they realized it was actually false. And so at that moment, everyone was rooting for them, like, oh, wow, we need to go ahead and expunge racism. But then when they actually came out and found out that it wasn't true, I feel like put black officers at a standstill or times back when this is stuff that actually does transpire, but yet you really can't publicly acknowledge. And I feel this is the same situation where the black gay community feels that now you have put us back multiple years because when we are jumped or when we are having issues in Washington, D.C. on U Street getting jumped, but then now you're going to say, oh, this is bullcrap. So,
I think is bullshit is a story. I don't think, obviously, like, it happens, but the story was just bullshit. I mean, you hit every single thing that was inflammatory in the country.
That's what Shanti's
speaking. MAGA, faggot, nigga, like, and I just feel like nigger. White people, I'm not going to say ER, I'm going to say nigga. I think that, you know, white people just, after sitting down and, you know, having like, you know, my initial like his response be like, oh, this happened. White people are not going to go out looking for somebody who's on Empire, a show that is catered to the African-American community or Black community, and target this person. I just don't think that's like, that's a realistic, like, at that hour, 2 a.m.
Right. Let me hear from you.
So I want to pose another kind of question to the group. Kevin, my name is Kevin. So my other question is, what's your motivation, right? So now that you have, as the initial question pointed out, you've now set the community back, and you have, right? But what was your motivation for setting a whole couple of cultures back? Many years, many things. For the president, number 45, wasted absolutely zero time in commenting on this particular indictment. Zero time.
I want to go back with Jendo, what he said about this got a lot of publicity from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And publicity, maybe you haven't seen it, it's even CNN, but Fox News was having, I was at the team and Fox News was having a party, mm-hmm, with Smollett's story saying that it was fake, there was a lot of holes. So, yeah, I mean, I think every time we give an opportunity to 45 or that, his base, to get a jump on, you know, minorities, Black, gays, the stuff that he's, you know, going against most in this administration, then we're sending ourselves back. So, yeah, it has a lot of publicity, and I think everybody was covering from the get-go. Like I said, the timeline feedback, everybody was feeling sorry for him, but then things start turning the other way around. So it's kind of, you know, even to this day, Fox, I think, is still talking like, you know, we told you, and then they're using him to go after other situations where, mm-hmm, people have been wrong or have said the wrong thing, like you mentioned about the Air Force, something like that. So, you know, it does create some type of damage. And still, he's still innocent until proven guilty. So I still believe there's story still more to be told. I mean, I'm not taking everything for granted. He's still innocent until proven guilty in the law,
in the system. Yeah. But as far as in public, he's already guilty.
Yeah, he's already been judged. Yeah.
So I just want to put this out there. This is Sean. First and foremost, justice is not the face of the Black community.
He doesn't carry the plight for the Black community.
What he did was wrong, if he's guilty, because the story is still maturing. Right. Absolutely. So if he did what he did, he is wearing that, not the Black community. Yep. I don't think he set us back, because initially we don't get the respect we need anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, look
what
at what happened.
Who are you saying?
The Black community. Okay. You know, look what happened in Orlando. You know, did we hear from an outcry of support?
Yeah.
No, only people who support us were the people who were affected, not the country as a whole. They don't care about us. Pretending to be, I don't care. So at the end of the day, what Jesse did was wrong. If it's proven that he did it, he should just apologize, pay some type of restitution, community service. Mm-hmm. I don't think what he did should ruin his career.
No.
Or go to jail.
No.
He should be done with forever.
We have Barbecue Becky, apartment Susie, all these. We got President Trump who consistently lied, treason, and he's still in the White House. We still have people in the South that are still fighting for Confederacy, and that was Chicago. We have police officers as personal bodyguards. So do I think he should? No. Until you like fix, you know, I don't think it's the same thing. However, I think it's in the same category.
As far as
people lying and using falsifying a police report.
So mind you, Charlie Sheen, normally infecting men and women with HIV, still got a career, still got an episode on fucking TV right now. So why should a Black person be the, you know, let's make a case out of him. Let's make
him. Giving someone HIV knowingly is very different than calling the police, falsifying a report.
Yeah.
They're both illegal, however, it's a very different situation. Yes, should Charlie Sheen be punished in a certain way that I can't determine? Yes, he should be punished. But I'm saying, as far as like calling the police, falsifying reports, Making up a story, yet white people have done it several times over. That's Emmett Till days.
Let's talk about a year ago in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right.
I was so, like, that falsified document.
For me, it's really not even, it is a race thing, but it's not a race thing as far as like what's right and what's wrong. If it's right, everyone should be held to the same standard when it comes to you doing what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah, what
not based on race, not based on the fact that Charlie Sheen is white, not based on the fact that Jesse Black is that he fucked up.
But once you get to a point where everybody's treated equally and judged equally, then okay. But I'm not gonna sit back and watch black people drag other black people saying he should be held accountable when white people are getting off scot-free. It's not fair.
Let me ask this question. I want each of you to answer. It's all eight of you. If you had the chance to talk to Jussie Smollett right now, one-on-one, what would you tell him?
Girl, why? So, this is Sean. I would just say, what was your motive? All attention is not good attention. And apologize, get counseling, and come back on Empire. I like him on Empire. He makes Empire. And come back and be the voice and be the face of the
Sean supports you, Jesse.
Right.
You still watch Empire? Yeah.
Okay.
That still come on? That's the real reason.
What would you say, Ashanti?
I would just say I'm gonna pray for you, and I hope that. No, seriously.
Do you even pray?
I do pray. Just because I don't go to church, do not judge my relationship with God. No, I'm serious. I'm gonna pray for you. I don't know what you did that was right or wrong. I just feel like, you know, there are too many coincidences and there are not enough facts being presented on his side. And so I feel like, you know, that's all I can say. I'm not gonna sit here and judge you and if you did it. I would say own what you can own and be accountable.
Robert?
I would say own up to whatever actions, whatever happened. We really don't know. You only know what really happened to you. But if it's true what is being said, why didn't you hire two white folks to beat you up and beat you up good?
Right. Just as, from the motherland.
Just scratching your cheek, it's not going to cut it.
This is Trey. I want to add something. You should have called Kris Jenner.
Oh, yes, a legend, icon, yes. Okay, so this is Zach. I think what I would say is no one really knows the reason why, you know, Jesse did what he did. If he did it. But I honestly feel like there's something deeper into this. And I honestly definitely recommend, mental health is a serious thing. And I'm not saying that he has mental health issues, but people who... If he's claimed to do what he have done, people who do something like that, then it's kind of borderline narcissism, and I think it is something deeper than just what it is. And so definitely, I say seek out help, and it's crazy because other people are still supporting him, like Tyler Perry, like his family and stuff. There's and Lee Daniels, like they're still saying that
Sean support,
as well as Sean and other members are, you know, still supporting his decision. So I definitely say, you know, definitely seek out help.
Right. Okay.
This is Deshaun, and I won't pass judgment on him, and I still support him in being a survivor, not of violence or anything like that, but I support him coming forward in the opportunity to say, you know, this happened to me. Iyanna Van Zandt posted or had a video recently, you know, discussing the alleged validity of lying. And I want to focus on what she said, that she said, you know, even I've lied, you know, for personal gain. And I want to, you know, agree with her for my personal situation and say that if allegedly he did lie, you know, we have to pull those onion layers back and understand why he lied, if he did. But in regards to the platform of being a survivor of assault, regardless if it's sexual, regardless if it's domestic, regardless if it's physical, that the platform has to be present. And we as just general public, we cannot take the ability to pass judgment on people, even if it's in ridicule. So if he needs help, I hope he seeks it if he needs it. If not, I'll keep laughing at the memes as they come on my timeline.
Because they are rolling.
They are hilarious. They're hilarious.
Okay. I'll just say also this too shall pass. So, Ashanti.
Robert? No, I was going to say for this Robert, he should, you know, if it happened, he should definitely, you know, come forward with whatever this, you know, whatever it is. That is, I think, is really good for him and for everybody. Really put everything out there, not just to, you know, at some point he needs to, like, he has the opportunity to fix whatever is being done wrong. So I hope that he realized that, you know, that he has a big opportunity here. Not everything is lost for whatever, because we still don't know. There's a lot of division still, a lot of people supporting him for whatever. So, you know, he's still, you know, like I said, there's many still things in the air. So he still has an opportunity here to bring it back and close it out the right way.
Okay, we just have a couple of minutes left. I want to let Sean, whose house we are hosting this event in, put a button on the conversation. You're done with everything you need to say?
Yes, this is Sean. I said everything I wanted to say. To Jesse, man, we support you. You still have a lot of supporters. You make empire after Cookie, of course. We love you, Cookie. Yes, we know that you will be back, because if they was going to cut you, they would have fired you, but they said you're not going to appear in the next two episodes. We're not dumb. We'll see you next season. We love you and keep your head up.
Thank you all for joining us for this very fruitful discussion on African American Times. Your host, Darrell London. Fruitful was not to be an insult.
You just caught us.
It was not to be an insult.